A world without books would be the cicadas and their summer cries, the way they stick to everything back home, without the knowledge of their 17 years spent in hiding, the symptom without the cause. Hi, my name is Nick Olson, and I'm an author and editor originally from the Chicagoland area, now living in North Carolina. My debut novel is a coming-of-age story called Here's Waldo, and it's out now through Atmosphere Press, available wherever books are sold. A world without books is nearly unimaginable to me, but I'll try anyway, because that's what we do. I spent my formative years circling choices out of the Scholastic catalog, knowing my family couldn't afford them, and so waiting until I could borrow my next read from the library, step back onto that sacred ground and away from my reality for a little while. Stuck as I was in that neighborhood that was, I see in hindsight, the lower middle class wailing and gnashing of teeth. A world without books is like the murky undercarriage of a flooded car near the Des Plaines River, right where I grew up, how it looks when the water recedes and the deluge is over and the water has cleared everything away but left an undefinable residue, a mark that can't be understood, only seen. A world without books would be the cicadas and their summer cries, the way they stick to everything back home, without the knowledge of their 17 years spent in hiding, the symptom without the cause. A world without books would be waiting for the bus that would usually take you to kindergarten, then third grade, then public transit to high school, phantoms of memory materializing like fog you'll see in empty fields at dawn, only there's nowhere to take you anymore. You haven't left. You haven't arrived. A world without books would be a mirror without a reflection, the way that Waldo and his friends look into the river, glassy and still, with a Pepto sky above and stars like pixels in the distance. The experience is running on for centuries, millennia, eons without the organized memory of time that gives them their inextricable context. It would be running through your hometown till it relinquished its hold over the landscape, weeds and grasses peeking through the concrete before everything cracks and falls away, till window glass melts and translucent pools and tires pop and disintegrate into their reverse motion flowering patterns. A world without books would be like how it feels for Waldo as he sits in the waiting room at the rehab place his mom is at, wondering about proper pronunciation of glioblastoma, and drinking water out of little paper cups with cartoon animals on them. More than any of it, a world without books would be the space after the apology, the no sound, and loading up a rental car that will take you somewhere you don't know, a place with no name. It'd be driving back to your hometown and getting there, where you can survey this land that belonged to you, this land that can never be yours. Thank you.